Time to visit, as we do this time every Monday, with our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. Always good to visit with you.
Pleasant. Good morning to you.
Let's start with Delta, who canceled a flight when the crew mistakenly deployed the emergency chute. What's going on there?
You're going to Hawaii. Everybody's in a good mood, right? Sure, you're in Seattle. You're getting ready to board your flight number 419. And then one of the crew members mistakenly deploys the emergency chute of the 767. They have to call in a mechanic. It's going to take more than 90 minutes for it to be fixed. Next thing you know, the flight is canceled. So, yeah, those things are very, very dangerous and can be. And that's one of the reasons that we have very specific protocols on how they are engaged or activated and that type of thing. And, you know, I guess the good news there is nobody got hurt. It was just a situation of some people being inconvenienced. And certainly, because we have had people on the outside of the airplane that have gone to open up the door with those slides still active. And it causes serious injury, even death, because of the way that those things come off of there. So it's a good thing that nobody got hurt. But, yeah, kind of slowed down a lot of people's vacation plans or those just trying to get home.
I don't understand how you accidentally do that. Like, isn't there just some protocol to when you're supposed to do that? Or shouldn't flight attendants know, like, what lever?
They should. And what happens is when you're on an airplane, you hear this conversation going on, where the lead flight attendant makes the announcement about a cross-check. And one of the things you're doing is making sure that the door is either armed or not armed as far as the emergency chutes are deployed. Because once the aircraft is in motion, if you will, those emergency exits are active and they are ready to go in the case of an emergency. Obviously, as the airplane is being serviced by a lot of the ground crews for catering, cleaning, and all those kinds of things, they're not. In a situation where they're active, because those doors are open and closed all the time. So just a really unfortunate situation here. And look, for those that love going to Hawaii, the last thing you want to see is this situation, because it's like a blown tire. It's not going to be fixed in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to take an hour and a half at least. And by that time, the crew had timed out, so they were forced to cancel the flight.
Mm. All right, now this passenger aboard a flight on Fiji Airlines was giving the crew a little bit of an issue, so the crew responded and duct-taped her mouth shut.
Her mouth shut, yes. And there's video to prove this. You can watch this. This was, you talk about being in a good mood. You're going to Fiji. Come on. Yeah. San Francisco to Fiji. The flight, 11-hour flight, about halfway there, when you've got a passenger, a woman that begins a verbal assault on the flight attendant. She's just going crazy on him. And people around her are like, be quiet, be quiet. And then she starts getting a little racial. Well, that's when the flight crew steps in and says, now, come on, we're going to have to ask you to be quiet. She does not. Mm. So they duct taped her mouth shut. And, again, the video is there for you to watch this. Her husband was traveling with her. And, Chris, you'll love this. He was seated in another section. Yeah, I can see why. So they tried to get him to come over and get her to calm down. Well, apparently that only made the situation worse. So the next thing you know, the flight lands in Fiji. The police are there. They take her away. And I can guarantee you, if she had not yet sobered up, waking up in an international prison, as she's going to, is going to send the message, uh-oh, I did something I shouldn't have. And believe me, when it comes to interfering with the flight crew, a lot of times on international flights, you're going to get a real quick education on just how bad of an idea that is. So, but, yeah, the duct tape was brought out once again, this time not taping her to the seat, but just taping her mouth shut.
Here's a good idea. Just keep your mouth shut in general, right?
Just you're going to Fiji.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
She may have been going to a funeral. We don't know what the reason for the travel was. But, you know, the bottom line is, once again, you've got a situation. Had that been over Kansas? Okay, the flight's making probably a diverted landing to Lincoln, Nebraska or something to get this woman off the airplane. Well, they're over the Pacific Ocean, so they're waiting till they land. But just what a situation here where you have one person that could have really spoiled everybody's vacation, and fortunately that wasn't the case.
Jay, despite the story we had earlier about the cancellation of the flight there, Delta named the top U.S. airline for the fourth straight year last week by the Wall Street Journal. Any surprise there?
No, because the Delta is our preferred airline of choice, even though I've really resisted a lot of the decisions they've been making where they're making it harder to use the frequent flyer perks and the mileage type things that we get when we use the credit card and all, but their completion factor is off the roof, or off the charts. They do a great job. Last year, they made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And on Valentine's Day, they're giving their employees, I think, $1.4 billion in profit sharing. That's like a 4 to 5 week paycheck. Here you go. Thank you. And Alaska Airlines is doing the same thing. They're giving their employees, I think, a 6 week paycheck as a bonus. But yeah, Delta does a lot of things right. And they're looking like United, trying to expand a lot of their international flights, as those markets look like they're going to start coming back to life soon. And if that's the case, it's going to really help their bottom line, because their yield or profit per passenger on international flights is much higher, much, much higher than what we see with domestic flights. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But, you know, the bottom line is Delta does a lot of things right. They still tick me off in so many ways. But operationally, you've got to give them the nod, because, like you said, they did a very good job.
We got any hub delays today?
Looks like we may have some issues, minor issues towards the Northeast, but really this is the week where the headaches are going to come later in the week. So if you're traveling today, double gold star, because later this week, not going to be that much fun.
Jay, I'll let you go. Where can our folks contact you if they got trouble with their airline?
Yeah, jratliff.com. It's my business website. I teach people how to trade stocks, but the reason it's there is if you have any airline-related issue where they're giving you a hard time, current or past, I don't care, reach out to me at jratliff.com, and as quickly as my schedule allows, I'll get back to you. I love making sure airlines are held accountable when they're acting stupid.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, who joins us this time every Monday. Jay, thanks for the time. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.